Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Live Day, it's back, baby. You know what Live Day is about? You don't. Steve, tell, I mean, these people don't know what Live Day is about.
It's the day where we do everything live, where there's just really no safety net. So if things get screwed up, it's all out there. The music, the commercials, the sound effects. There's not a single pre-recorded thing that happens on our show or on the men's room, and you get to watch us do it live.
That's right. It's the ultimate radio high wire act. And the big part of Live Day is you, the live audience. Tickets are on sale now. Again, Thursday, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino. That's where Live Day is going to be happening. You want them tickets. You want to join us. Lots of cool packages, too, man.
A lot of them are sold out, too. So, I mean, you want to get your tickets before you miss out on a great opportunity to watch us fall apart on air.
Well, that Rev is popular. You know how that goes. You tell the people
thank
know that
you
got buffet, you got Rev, you got great restaurants at Snoqualmie Casino. You know it's going to be sold out. You want more info? You want these tickets? KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To everybody, scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be.
Turn down for Thursday. Yeah, Friday Junior, baby.
Yeah. Weather's crappy out there.
Well, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be crappy for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we've hit that point in Washington weather.
Welcome to fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, turn down and turn up and stay indoors. And yeah.
I remember because this is my 20th year here, and I do remember this happening. So quickly.
It's like, oh, nice and sunny. And then,
a switch gets turned.
It was amazing. I was like, oh, it's so beautiful out here. It's so great. And then, oh, no, my wife hasn't moved out here yet. And it looks like this. She's going to kill me for picking this.
It's like, remember in the Smurfs when they were like, change the weather with Mother Nature?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Just like, dump, it's done.
Boom. Yeah.
Boom. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Ryan in Marysville to take on Steve. Ryan, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Tickets to see the very funny Billy Gardell. He's going to be over at the Emerald Queen Casino on November 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Billy Gardell? Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ryan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ryan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The web series Jack Ryan stars what well-known actor from The Office?
John Krasinski.
Yes. The term pulmonary relates to which organ?
The heart.
No.
The lungs?
Yes. Which World War II movie was directed by Spielberg and released in 94?
Saving Private Ryan.
No.
Pass.
What novel by Chuck Palahniuk was the basis for a film starring Brad Pitt?
Fight Club.
Yes. Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2 were the final movies of which franchise?
Twilight.
Yes. The term gaucho refers to cowboys from which continent?
Mexico.
No.
South America.
Yes. What song does Ferris Bueller sing from the float in the Chicago Parade?
Twist and Shout.
Yes. Who is the current Tonight Show host?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. Which is the furthest planet that can be seen by the naked eye?
Mars.
No.
Jupiter.
No.
Venus.
No! Who played the role of Hawkeye in the TV show MASH?
Alan Alda.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct.
Great. Not bad.
Some good points right there. Got some good answers.
Yeah, buddy.
And I don't think Steve's going to get 8. But
oh, so you think he's going down?
I think he will.
All right, let me get my song ready.
I think he's going to get that. Well, I mean,
let me get my song ready.
Let's not jinx it.
Let me get my song
Steve
ready.
Steve comes in. He hears that. Now he's going to get the Eye of the Tiger.
I did not have any bad thoughts about you, but Rev is thinking you're done.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
I'm not the one that queued up the song either, so.
I only went by you. You're the one that was like, oh, he's definitely going to lose this one.
Well, I see how it is. Still think
he's
he is.
He's done. Steve's a loser.
Whoa.
He's a has-been.
I didn't say any of those things.
I see he how it stinks. Is. He smells like trash.
Man, you're just going to cause
these are all the things that were said, and I was just stunned.
That's amazing, because I felt like I was only in there for a minute.
Yeah,
it sounds like he said a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he went off on just a rant. Right,
fine, I see how it is.
Wow. Yeah. Causing a divide in the Migs cast here. Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I'm still a bitch.
Wow. The web series Jack Ryan stars which well-known actor from The Office?
Steve Carell.
No.
Rainn Wilson.
No.
Who else is in The Office that I don't even know? Betty Page.
No.
Good old Betty Page.
The term pulmonary relates to which organ?
The lungs.
Yes. Which World War II movie was directed by Spielberg and released in 1994?
Platoon?
No.
1994. What the hell, Spielberg?
A Few Good Men.
No.
Wow.
Wars.
No.
Nope.
Star Wars. What novel by Chuck Palahniuk was the basis of a film starring Brad Pitt?
Fight Club.
Yes. Breaking Dawn. Breaking Dawn, Part 1 and 2.
Breaking Dawn?
The final movies of which franchise?
What?
Breaking Dawn, Part 2. Part 1 and 2 were the final movies of which franchise?
Rambo.
No.
Breaking Dawn. I don't know. Oh, Twilight.
Yes. The term gaucho refers to cowboys from which continent?
South America.
Yes. What song does Ferris Bueller sing from the float in the Chicago parade?
Don Quixote.
No.
Twist and Shout.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steve, you lose.
Ah.
8-5.
Oh, wow.
You get your butt kicked, buddy.
Yeah, you
damn,
did.
Damn, Ryan. Nice work.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Hang on the line, Ryan. We'll tell you how to get your prize, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, Steve. You are a loser.
And all those other things he said, but BJ just said those. I didn't say them.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I am saying.
I said nothing, Steve. I empathize. I have sympathy for your tragedy. Mm-hmm. Tragedy
yes.
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it says Don Quixote. He did sing that song.
On the float in the Chicago parade?
I think he sang 2 songs, but I can't remember.
I think he did 2, actually.
Did he? All right, I'll give you 6. You still lose.
Well, I got it right anyway.
Yeah. So you get 6 correct, and then now you still lose. So 6-8.
That's great.
All right.
You know, I think
it killed my momentum.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
I think we have 2 losers today. Let's be honest about this.
Okay, mister, I can't remember if I had a blizzard or not. I think we have 3 losers now.
Yeah. I think it's just
don't talk about Vicky that way.
Jack Ryan stars John Krasinski, you know, that other guy in The Office that you didn't remember.
I still can't buy him as Jack Ryan. I know it's a good show. My wife actually likes the show. I haven't watched it, but I can't buy him as Jack Ryan.
Oh,
because he's John Krasinski.
Only Harrison Ford can be Jack Ryan.
That's
Ben Affleck can be Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who've been Jack Ryan.
I know,
Ryan.
But John Krasinski himself, it's just like he doesn't seem like a badass, though I hear he's a badass.
He was a badass in the Quiet Place.
Yeah, you're right. He was. I didn't see that, though.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. The World War II movie directed by Spielberg that was released in 1994.
Oh, that was Schindler's List.
Yes, it was.
It's not a happy movie.
No, it's not. It's a movie
you see once. I don't ever have any desire to see it again.
Yeah. There was a couple that you didn't even get to questions, but there was one that Ryan did not get correct. Which is the farthest planet that can be seen by the naked eye?
Mars.
No.
Earth.
Ooh. No. Earth.
Well.
By the naked eye.
Yes. Without a telescope.
Saturn?
Yes.
Good job.
Saturn.
Good job.
I was going to say that.
I'm sure you were.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised you didn't say Uranus. Congratulations to Ryan on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah, all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize, just like that. Congratulations to Ryan. He did it. All right, Steve, people were spoken to. Found out 30% of people who cook hate their own cooking and feel embarrassed by it. I'm one of those people.
That would be me if I cooked. Although I have it's so weird with dudes. I don't know if I'm this way. I don't know if everyone else is like this, but I know I am. I'm awful in the kitchen, but I don't want to cook at all. But I love cooking on the grill.
Well, I think a lot of dudes have that. I don't know why. I don't have that either, though. I don't want to cook anywhere.
And just like, I don't know, it just makes you think about like your uncles and your parents. You know, all the men you grew up maybe idolizing, and you saw them do it. So it's almost like this weird traditional thing.
Yeah,
I love like cooking on the grill.
I don't have a lot of memories of anybody in our family doing that. I don't remember my dad cooking on a grill. He may have. I just don't remember it.
Also, prepping is a lot easier, I think, when it comes to cooking on the grill, at least for me. So, you know, just throwing some meat or whatever it is on there as opposed to, like, having to prepare a full meal.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I find it easier.
And it's pretty simple. Dogs and burgers. I mean, maybe you're going to go chicken if you're adventurous.
Yep. Oh, get a big old steak.
Steak.
Yeah.
All of the meat.
All of it. I don't know why. I don't trust people cooking my steak on a grill like a guy who doesn't normally do it.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean, a burger I trust, and it's, you could basically make that just as badly as a steak, but I for some reason I don't trust
the
steak.
But then you cut it open, you'll see whether or not you feel good about it.
Yeah, I know, and I'm worried. I'm worried for some reason they still didn't do it right.
Are you worried like it's not cooked to the proper temperature? Are you worried that you're going to get sick from it?
Well, if they don't cook it to the proper temperature, well, isn't that how I get sick?
Yeah, but it's a steak. You're going to be fine. I would not. I don't mess with people if I don't think they're a good cook and it's chicken involved. So I just don't want to deal with that.
Oh, okay. So maybe chicken's the one I got to worry about, and the steak I'm okay with.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All the bacteria is on top of the steak. You're fine.
Oh, that's what it is. All right. So I can do steak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just make sure they burn the top and bottom, and I'm good.
Sure.
Okay. I'm back, Steve.
I don't think you are, but okay.
Oh, I thought I was. Yeah, you know who the person is most likely to openly criticize your cooking, by the way?
My wife.
Parents.
Yeah, there you go. Vicky's got
hair?
It.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a weird competition.
Mom, actually. Mom, more so than anybody else, will criticize your cooking.
I'm surprised it's not your kids.
And, yeah, your friends and your significant other, the kids don't say anything.
Wow. Well, yeah. Lily says a lot about my cooking, so there you go.
Oh, yeah?
She just won't eat it. I'm not eating that, Dad. And I'm like, okay.
Really? So what do you do in those situations?
I just make her mac and cheese and she's fine. She's one of those people, she's one of those kids that just does not eat anything but carbs right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, I try to get her to do like a vegetable and I'm like, but it's hard.
And you can't mix peas in with the mac and cheese? That doesn't fly?
She will spit it out.
Wow.
Yeah, I know some people that are like that, super picky. That's probably why I was my parents' favorite kid, because my brother was a super picky eater, and it was really difficult at times. Like, they would be like, oh, we have to remove this. Oh, there's this certain color food that he doesn't like. Doesn't like anything green on the plate. Whereas with me, it was just give me a plate of something, and I will scarf it down.
Yeah.
I've been that way since born and now.
Yeah.
Just, I want food. I want food all the time. I don't care what it is.
I used to finish everybody's plate because there was stuff they wouldn't eat, and I just loved all the food. But my mom would make all the box stuff. I don't know how they couldn't like the hamburger helper and the rice-a-roni. My mom was not a good cook, but she would get all that cool stuff, which I love.
All that cool stuff.
I love that. I love hamburger helper. I love tuna helper. I was like, yeah, get it out.
Yeah, you don't even need the hamburger. It's fine just as a helper.
But we grew up in an Italian family. My mom was Irish, and so she always felt like the whole family criticized her because my came from a family of eight. And so his sisters, of course, could really cook because they were Italian cooks. And my mother was always like, F those people because they never liked my cooking. But that's why she loved me because I'm like, bring on the rice-a-roni. And the whole family goes, really? Rice-a-roni? When I got the pasta over here and the sauce cooking for hours, you want the rice-a-roni? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Who do you think on our show is the best cook?
Ooh.
See, on our show?
Yeah.
I've never had Joe's food,
never
so I can't.
It.
Yeah, Joe's disqualified.
Yeah, he doesn't count.
Right. Only person that's had it is Danny.
Yeah, I've had Joe's food and I've had Vicky's food.
I think Vicky, right? When you put it, I mean, Vicky's the one that cooks the most.
I don't know, but I might be leaning towards the Rev right now because of his obsession with his Traeger.
Hell yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, bacon wrap pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
That was good when he brought that in.
But that's it. If there's no Traeger, does he cook?
Maybe not. I don't care.
What does it matter what thing I use to cook with?
Because Vicky cooks with everything. I think she does it more than you.
So what?
What does that matter? As long as it's cooked.
Yeah, if you put out your best dish and it's the best thing around, who cares how it's made?
All right, Vicky, if you're going to
cook off between Rev and Vicky.
Oh, do you think he's better than you?
Probably better at grilling. Because I do not like cooking.
So what's your main, like, if you were going to go into a cooking competition and hand something over to be like, okay, this is going to be the Rev in a cooking competition, what would it be?
Arroz con pollo.
Excuse chicken me? And rice?
Chicken and rice.
Oh. Ooh. You even knew the language.
Wow, thing. Good Steve.
Wow. Nice.
De nada.
Chicken and rice is good. Yeah.
Your accent is impeccable.
Now, I'm going to say, and only because I don't know who cooks more, Vicky or Joey, but I mean, Joey, when he cooks, it's amazing. And everything he does is really, really good.
Yeah, but we don't know.
No. I know you don't know, but Thanksgiving's coming up, and that's when Joey breaks out the stuff. He breaks out the traditional stuff, and he's found like an amazing biscuit recipe. Oh yeah!
So Rev, what are you going to be bringing to this?
I could do the smoked mac and cheese that I make.
And by, say, make, I buy it at Costco and smoke it for a half hour.
See, okay, that's the problem.
That doesn't count.
I would probably do the bacon-wrapped pineapple again.
Okay, because I was going to say, then you're disqualified.
even then, I mean, honestly, the Traeger is, I mean, some people would argue the Traeger...
Oh, get out, mister, I can't cook.
I mean, some people have argued the Traeger isn't really cooking.
Okay. Someone would argue you can't cook at all.
But if we're going to use that argument, some people say it's just a glorified stove, right?
Yeah.
What is Vicky making her food in? The kitchen with a stove. So it's really no different. It's so stupid.
Thank you.
It's
the barbecue. Steve is out of his mind.
It's the damn barbecue purists that have to get on their high horse. Like, oh, you're just, that's like the crock pot of grills. Bah. It's like, it's delicious. It's delicious. I don't care how it's made as long as it tastes good.
Crock pot is cooking. Yes. Crock pot is okay.
Right.
I just don't agree with going to the store and buying a pre-made thing and then warming it up. Right. That's disqualifying.
Because then I'm going to be like, yo, I make the best dry rub wings.
And where does he get the pineapple?
Barbecue. At a store. Yeah, where she get the chicken. She's not going out into the wild and beheading a chicken and bringing it home.
Yeah, not again.
not again. She's done that before. She doesn't have to do it again.
I saw my grandpa do it once.
But do you get canned pineapple, Rev, or do you get fresh pineapple?
Fresh pineapple.
All right.
I'll get a couple of days, and then you got to do all the stuff to it.
All right.
See, here's the person. This is exactly what we're talking about. Rev isn't a cook. When you cook with a Traeger, it isn't cooking. Oh, it cooks for you. You just have to buy the meat.
He's right. I mean, there's something to be said about that. Like, would you call microwave cooking?
No, but I mean, he has to prepare it. He has to put it together.
You buy raw meat, you put it in the Traeger. You buy raw meat, you put it in the stove. Same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I have to agree with that.
You say you have to agree with that, but you know these purists are disagreeing.
Well, it's because someone's good at barbecuing and they just want to have it. They finally have something that they can feel like an elitist about.
Yeah.
It's like that with anything. Sometimes people are like, that's not really blah, blah, blah. And it's like, cool, you're really good at that. So now this makes you feel awesome because you can like look down on somebody.
But there are people
like,
that...
Shut up.
There are people, though, that are really good cooks and know what they're doing in the kitchen. And I would think they would also agree that triggering is not the same.
Oh, shut up.
For me, though, it's not... I don't get why people have to be purists. Like, oh, I make everything from scratch. It's like, okay, well, you can get cake mix and elevate it and make it something better.
Yeah, oh, you make cake mix, you don't do the scratch? Oh, yeah, you're out.
No, I do cake mix, add an extra egg,
Joey does everything from scratch.
And butter.
Joey's the true chef. Joey wins. I didn't realize Vicky makes things from scratch. She's basically the Traeger of cake mix.
Oh, my gosh. Joe, what are you bringing into this battle? And it better not be your mac and cheese.
No, this time it can be a nice chicken parm.
Okay.
From scratch, right,
Joe? From scratch.
What, are you going to buy the chicken at a store, or are you going to go kill the chicken?
Well, it's all about pounding the chicken out.
Well, that's a personal question that your father's in the room. You shouldn't talk about it.
With the hammer.
I trained him right, Steve.
And the fresh breadcrumbs and the nice grilling. Yes.
Do you do your
spaghetti.
Own breadcrumbs?
Yeah, you got to make it all from scratch.
Okay.
That's what I'll be bringing.
When? All right, so when are we doing this?
tomorrow. It's Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
I charge $34.50 a head.
Oh, yeah, I think, you know what? It's not like having a Traeger, Danny. You got to work. It's going to take time.
All right, now I'm going to bring something to the mix.
What
I'm
going
to bring
my
famous tamales that I'll get from Augustine, our great friend that listens to the show, and his family makes awesome tamales.
And you'll put them in your Traeger.
I'll just put them in a cooler.
Yeah.
Keep them warm.
See, I
heat packets.
I feel like that you and Rev, you guys who all of a sudden think you're good at something because the machine makes it for you, I agree with the purists. You're not great at doing that just because the machine does it. Where were you before the machine?
Well, who cares, though? You're so talented. You know how to work a charcoal. Or you know how to do this.
Oh, my God. See, you basically denigrate anybody that's actually really good at a craft.
No, I have no problem with someone who's good at the craft. I have a problem with the people who then want to crap on other people because they're having fun cooking because all of a sudden they have that moment of being a snob about something.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you, except when we're having a conversation about who's a good cook, the fact that you, an idiot boy in there, would put yourself in the conversation.
Wow, idiot boy. Thanks.
Well, that's your chef name.
you do have that on the jacket. Yeah, I mean, come on, Ralph.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, seriously.
In your fancy cap.
Yeah, if you guys just go, hey, we know we're having fun and we're getting to do stuff we never did before and the food tastes good, I wouldn't say anything. But if you're going to go, well, now we deserve to be put in chef category, I'm like,
said
really?
That. We just said, hey, Rev, what would be your dish? Because I think you're cooking some good food. And he is cooking it.
I thought the original conversation, who would be the better chef? And then you and Rev decided to be in part of
it. We just said, who's the better cook on the show? I never said who would be the better chef. None of us are chefs.
No.
I'm even thinking that radio hosts were all debatable on that at this point.
Well, I mean, Joe is actually a really good chef.
He's not a chef.
You're not a chef. That is a title that is earned. If you call yourself a chef and you're not a chef, that is an insult.
He's closer to a chef than anybody on this show.
He went
to school, okay, and he doesn't have a Traeger, and actually he makes really good food.
And because Steve's the tallest, he's most close to an astronaut on the show.
Thank you.
What the hell, dude?
Thank you.
And a giraffe.
Just call me Buzz Miggs from now on.
Yes.
I will.
Okay. I love how you jumped on Idiot Boy's analogy, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yay! I thought it was a good one.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly. You basically confirmed how stupid that analogy was.
Well, if you step on your little step stool over there, maybe you could join me in space.
Okay. You know what? You're just giving me more confirmation. I can't even say anything at this point. All I know is, and by the way, here I tried to pay Vicky a compliment, and she doesn't want it. So you know what, Vicky? You suck at cooking. How about that?
All right. I'm never cooking for you again.
There you go. See, you can't win with Vicky.
Nope.
I think that you beat the hell out of the Rev as far as being a cook, and yet you don't want to take it.
I appreciate it, but I'm saying that his food's good, too.
Yeah, why is this just crap on me day?
Because you have a stupid device that does it. Before that, it was your wife that only brought tasty stuff into this show.
And you're getting none of those anymore. So congratulations, sir.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Rev, you just might as well just bring in your wife's breakfast cupcake. She would win.
Yeah, exactly. His wife now, if he said my wife, I'd be going,
My wife.
Your wife knows how to cook. Your wife, I would have no argument with you.
Rev knows how to cook.
And with a stupid device that does it for you.
Stupid device.
I bet I could be as good as any of you idiots.
I 1,000% disagree on
with
that.
With a Traeger?
Yeah,
you have everything on fire.
You had zero chance.
Okay. Oh, you think so? Yeah. I almost want to get one just to prove you morons.
Please do so you can burn down your house, you idiot.
And you can burn the rest of your eyebrows off.
Again, I'm on your side, Vicky. Jesus. I'm done. I'm done talking about it. You know what, son? You are the only person worth anything on this entire show, including your sister. Everybody, get out!
For you, only $30.
Thank you.
See?
Oh, we're still paying.
Yeah.
Sarah does make a good Oreo cookie pie.
God.
Yeah, even though that's mostly from the store. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
I make a good cheese and cracker spread, you guys.
Hey. Oh, wow, you're a chef.
Thank you.
And an astronaut, too. How do you do both? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Please, something else. Your calls, your texts at 917 on the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Law Tigers. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? The choice is yours, but Steve does have one rule.
He has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to talk. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Adios. Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, look at you.
Sayonara.
Wow, look at all the goodbyes you know.
Mahalo.
Yeah, that works, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. I didn't know you were a man of mystery. International style.
I'm out.
You're off? That's it? That's all you got? Yeah. Okay. All right, Mr. Roboto.
Felt good, though.
You didn't say domo. I already got that, Mr. Roboto. That should be the, you know.
Isn't that thank you very much, though, Mr. Roboto?
Yeah, exactly. But you're
I'm not saying goodbye. Yeah. I'm saying thank you.
Well, you know. Peace out. Thanks, man. Let's go to Andrew in Olympia. Andrew, you're on The Rock.
Hey, getting back to rad moments in your life, this has to deal with KISW.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it has to do with your show, because I told my staff that at 6:47 and 8:47, I get 5 minutes to myself unless you want to come with me next door and play Beat Mix.
Nice.
Yay.
That's awesome, dude.
And yeah, I know. I love it every day. And then the next thing is Robin Fox from the men's room invited me up to your studios before you moved to the new studios.
Like
two weeks later, or 2 weeks before. And she was giving me tons of swag. And I was told I'm allowed to say this, but Steve, the trivial, he said, hey, you want this to go with you? And it was a men's room bong filled with pot. But I actually refused it because I had to go back to work on bass. And I was like, I'm not going through that stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably a tough transition to get back on bass with.
Boy, you know what? We've got to increase our swag, Steve. I don't think we've ever. Maybe we give people a T-shirt, but we got to start handing out.
I also got a question. Thrilling what he's handing out. I just want a bag of his pistachio nuts that are on his desk. Yeah. I didn't realize that. You just get
to take them.
Yeah, really. At this point in the ballgame, you're right. If he's handing out that, I think the pistachio nuts are great. Well, appreciate that, man. Thank you very much for listening. That's awesome. Nice that we're a rad moment. I just saw somebody forwarded me a 1986 anniversary party, the 15th anniversary, I think, of KISW.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, was that amazing how many people were there. All the bands that showed up, and Sam Kinison was there.
Nice.
It was pretty sweet.
I always love seeing some of those. Having a radio station that's been around for as long as KSW has, I mean, approaching 50 years, it's always cool to see some of those old pictures of, like, Kevin DeBrow of Quiet Riot doing an interview that I found on YouTube once, and he's wearing a KISW shirt, or Brian Johnson from AC/DC on stage at the old Seattle Coliseum, just rocking out with the KSW shirt. I'm like, cool. It's good to see that rock stars, even back in those days, loved free swag.
And they gave the rock stars, like, these glass awards. Like, they had Ann and Nancy up there, and Steve Perry, mm-hmm. and Brian Adams. They all were up to this, like, dais, and they were giving them awards. It was a pretty sweet party.
Which is why Thrill tried to give a glass award to our last caller.
That's right. Filled with some good stuff. See, the legacy continues.
And apparently, mahalo is Hawaiian for thanks. I meant to say aloha. People are correcting me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes.
It is aloha.
Aloha.
All right. See, okay. So Domo Arigato actually fit.
It did. Damn it. Fix that in post, Joe.
Yeah, fix it in post.
Aloha.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. Jamie, listening in Phoenix, Arizona. You are on the Rock.
Hey, from 80 degrees.
Yeah, that's nice.
Why don't you rub it in?
Yeah, please do. Are you are you listening on the radio.com app, my friend?
Of course.
Perfect. We love that. Hey, on your iPhone, on your Google, whatever you got, online, radio.com is where you got to get us. Be like Jamie and basking in 80 degrees in the valley out there. What you got, bud?
So earlier this week, you guys were talking about why you would never go back to a store. And back in, I think it was August, we had a family reunion in Oregon Hood River. And my grandma had to go to some local grocery store, and she walks in, sees someone with tattoos, and immediately turns around, goes out of the store and back home.
Really? What?
Yeah. She does not like tattoos, and she just saw someone with tattoos and just left.
Was she afraid that the person was going to, like, mug her or something? Like, that seems so ridiculous.
I don't know. She doesn't really have much except for it's kind of stupid.
Huh.
Well, how old's your grandmother?
I think she just turned 75.
75.
I don't trust those kids with them tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand, because there was a time, if you saw somebody with tattoos, you just assumed they were bad news. But that was way back in the day, you know, whether it be somebody that was in the military, that was, you know, lived a hard life, or somebody in prison. But, you know, nowadays, they're so mainstream, but she's still not having any of it, huh?
No, she's not, and I don't even think the person worked there. Too. It was just someone in the store.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Well, I will not shop in a place that has people with tattoos.
Riffraff.
Yeah, this is a riffraff place.
On the flip side, man, I'm always pumped whenever I see somebody that's like easily in their 60s, well, actually more like 70s or 80s, and you can tell they have somewhat fresh ink on their body.
Yes.
I remember I went to my father's retirement party, and there was this lady. She was a sweetheart of a lady, but she was probably 70 or so. And, you know, sometimes I always wonder, I'm like, oh, how's someone going to react with me and all my tattoos? And she just came right up to my wife and I, and she's like, I have a tattoo. You want to see it? I'm like, yes, of course I do. And it was like this brand new piece on her, like her calf. And it was so cool and badass. And whenever I see a lady, I just saw a lady the other day that was easily in her 70s and had like a full arm sleeve.
Wow.
I was like, that is cool, man.
Yeah. I mean, more and more people are doing it, buddy.
That is so badass. That, like, it's really awesome to see that we're changing with the times, and something that was, you know, hated on. Like, I had a lot of fights with my parents about tattoos, and now they've kind of learned to accept it. They don't necessarily like
it. That pirate ship on your butt, I think, is the problem.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Where else would you put the poop deck?
The funny thing is, I didn't think about any of those jokes until after I got the tattoos.
Yeah. Don't think about irony when you're getting those tattoos sometimes.
Thanks, BJ.
Sorry, Vic. You're the one that did it. Seriously. I mean, honestly. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Juan in Lakewood, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Juan, welcome to the show. What you got for us today, buddy?
Oh, I was hearing about you guys cooking.
Yes. As you know, Juan, we have two expert chefs, Traeger cookers, Steve and Rev. They're amazing. Hey. They are unbelievable. Nobody can beat them.
Oh, no, I can cook, though. I can, you know what, street tacos are, right?
Oh, yes. Ooh. Is that your deal?
Cabeza, lengua, carnitas.
Vicky, you're saying no to cabeza?
You know what cabeza means.
Is that head?
Yeah.
Brain?
Head of what?
It's head taco.
A steer head.
Yeah, steer head. Oh, and lengua is tongue.
Oi, oi, oi.
And I mean, it's not bad tasting, but it's just the texture I don't like.
Oh.
It's kind of like eel with sushi for me.
Yeah.
It's good, but I can't get past it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's what I'm prepping right now, is to make pozole for my godson's birthday party coming up.
You're making head tacos?
No, pozole.
Pozole is like a corn hominy soup, super tasty.
Oh, that'll do. Ooh,
in.
Yeah, keep me out of the head, but I'll take the rest of the body taco. Damn, dude. So Juan, you're good at making the street tacos. The family's just like that. You're the go-to guy.
Yes, sir. That's what I am.
And do you use a Traeger when you make your street tacos, or are you a real cook?
I hate you.
Wow, I think we know Juan's opinion. I think we
listen, I want a Traeger, though. I do want one.
They are pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah. They probably make Juan's life a lot easier, actually.
That's the lazier way. Just put it in there and leave it.
Hey, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with lazy.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
It makes it easy on Sunday. You watch the game. You have your...
Exactly.
Yeah. See, I told you.
You have your meat cooking.
But if you're going to bitch about being late, dude, then why don't you get an old TV with no remote control and change the channels by getting up all the time? We as Americans love being lazy.
That's right.
We make inventions to help our laziness.
See, now that, at least we're being honest. It's just a lazy man's way of cooking. But if you actually can put something on there and you're actually not doing the cooking yourself, you're really cooking is all I'm saying.
Yes, you are.
Okay, yep. Fine. All right. Well, you two, of course, think you are. Joey, of course, the master chef of this show, disagrees.
Us three. Danny. Yeah. Danny's in that
Thank
as well.
You.
I have a Traeger.
Yeah. We're all part of a Traeger group chat.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
Good for you two.
Traeger buddies for life. He's jealous, guys. He's jealous that he's not in the Traeger group.
I'm not jealous at all. I know that I get real food from a real man named Joe.
Right, because on the Traeger we cook fake food.
That's it. Well, see, now it comes out.
It's actually just like a Fisher Price oven.
Yeah, it's really, all plastic food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like an easy bake?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my Traeger runs on a light bulb.
Yeah.
It does.
That's pretty much what you're doing, guys. I'm just, I'm kidding, right? I don't want the Traeger hate.
I think it's too late for that, dude.
No, I just want Rev to be pissed off. I don't want, this is the only guy I really want to piss off.
We should get Traeger buddies tattoos next time we go to a radio convention.
Yes.
Really?
I want him.
TB for life.
TB for life. I love it.
TB for life.
For my first tattoo.
Tuberculosis for life. Continue it, guys. Please get those.
No, we'll have it to be a Traeger. And then on the actual Traeger, it'll say TB4L.
Yeah.
Yeah, TB4L. And everyone's going to go, why are you guys having a cookout celebrating tuberculosis? And they're going to go, hey, that's how we do.
Hey, well, somebody already has a Traeger tattooed, and Vicky just found it on the internet. And it says, smoke meat every day.
Yeah.
Smoke meat every day.
Wow, somebody actually already has a Traeger tattoo. Boy, those are hard. Those are hardcore Traeger fans right there.
Well, it's not just a product. It's a lifestyle.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.
I knew it.
It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in, Migs, you have to go check out Suzanne Summers on Instagram. Stop what you're doing and look right now.
What is going on with Suzanne Summers?
That's probably because, Suzanne Summers was definitely one of my early lust women growing
yes,
up.
Yes,
step
she
by
was.
Step, represent.
That's She's got to be in her 70s now, right?
She's 73 years old.
Okay.
And I already looked. And it's awesome.
What's she doing?
Whoa. Just hanging out in the field, topless.
What?
I mean, you don't see anything. But 73, man. She says, here I am at 73 in my birthday suit.
Okay, good for her.
Right?
I don't recognize her, to be honest. I mean, it's she's had some stuff done.
Right there, I think that picture, I think you get more of a vibe of how she's looking, too.
Wow.
Still got the great legs.
All right.
I'm a fan.
All right, good for Suzanne. 73, though. I mean, yeah, for 73 years old, it's pretty amazing. But no doubt about it, she's been to the She's been to somebody.
Wow. Well, you just drop a giant turd in her punch bowl, BJ.
Yeah, good job there, buddy.
Well, it's not true.
Yay.
I don't know. Me, what do you want to say?
I'm happy that someone's 73 being that free and just saying screw it.
I got no problem with her like being out in the woods being naked. I think that's cool. Yeah.
And if you're also a year old, like she's a catch, man, 73.
Yeah, look, at 73. All right,
that pause means no.
Well,
yeah. All right.
I just don't know how much of that is her, that's all.
Well, I mean, you can say that about anyone.
Oh, yeah, I think you're 100% you, Steve. I don't think you've had any work done. Have you had any work done?
No, nothing yet.
Yeah.
I'm working on getting nipple enhancement done.
Oh, good for you, buddy. Reduction or enlargement?
Enhancement. I'm figuring if I'm going to go big, I might as well go really big.
Yeah, go big or stay home.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
A lot of text messages about cutting the umbilical cord have been coming in this morning.
Oh, because we talked about how you may pass out. We're taking bets on when and how much you pass out.
When December comes and the baby pops out and I have to cut the umbilical cord, what will happen to me?
Okay.
Well, one person says, good luck, Megs. Is from Willie. He says, be sure to ask for sharp scissors. It would be a lot easier to pull out of my pocket knife than to use what the doctor had me to cut my first daughter's umbilical cord. I basically had a saw at it before I cut it.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No. I might just bring my own scissors.
No. How about I just don't do it?
Or get like a hedge cutters, whatever, those hedge trimmers.
Oh, yeah. No.
No? What about a chainsaw? What if I was just hanging out in there? It's like...
Yeah.
No?
God, I can't imagine you're not going to get sick to your stomach. Because it's not going to look good.
I'll do it blindfolded.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, sharp scissors and blindfolded around a new baby. Perfect.
Doctor, spin me around three times, give me the scissors and blindfold me.
You know, she's not a pinata, Steve. She's a brand new baby.
Someone said I had two nurses holding me up when I cut my son's cord. I didn't pass out, but I got pretty shaky. Managed to not hurt anyone, including my son, my wife, or myself.
Yeah. That's the one smart thing I did was just say I don't want to be part of any of that because I just felt like I would be queasy and maybe pass out.
Yeah, too bad Vicky wasn't around. I'm sure you'd be like, Vicky, do that for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have had Vicky do that. No doubt. Vicky, cut the cord for me. Would you? Come on.
All right.
Dan, did you cut the baby, your baby Lily's cord?
Well, Kristen had a C-section. So they had to get it out. They actually cut the cord, but then I was able to cut the excess off.
Oh, like a little ceremonial.
Oh, because the baby came out, and of course, where the belly button is, there's extra cord.
Yeah, and if they have a C-section, you can't be near the incision of where they open the...
Oh, they don't let you do the incision?
They don't let you do the...
I don't understand it, Danny. Yeah.
Whatever happened to traditional.
He put on Purell. That should have been enough, right?
Yeah, no.
So how close to the belly button did you get?
It was like... There was probably maybe like a half an inch left.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine. I feel like, I mean, personally, I didn't get close to it. I'm not prone to passing out, though. But during the whole thing, I didn't feel once woozy or anything. I was just, like, more caught up in the moment. So I think that's kind of how you're going to be, too, Steve.
Yeah.
Someone says the umbilical cord's crazy weird to cut, dude. Another person says the texture's correct. Cutting through an umbilical cord's like trying to cut through a squid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm bringing one of our fancy knives that my wife just bought. She spent a lot of money on those knives and putting them to use.
Oh, yeah? get against you, my friend. Those are supposed to cut through everything. They cut through cans.
Someone said cutting an umbilical cord, amazing. An experience you'll never forget, although it's really crunchy and gristly. It's a must for a dad from Chris in Ording.
I don't know. After what he just said, I don't know how that translates to a must.
This is going to be very savage, man. I'm excited. I might even dress up like a caveman for this
whole thing. Oh, yeah? Bring an axe. Just start chopping away, like, you know, Johnny.
Cosplaying for a birth?
Could you imagine the people at the hospital, like, sir, why are you dressed as a caveman right now? I got some umbilical cords to cut.
Yeah.
That's right. I work for Geico. Leave me alone. Let me go get my baby.
It really should be born in October, because then you could just do your Halloween costume, and then you could do the chainsaw, so that way when the baby's born,
I could dress up as Jason on my machete.
There you go.
Yeah, these are all wonderful things to bring a child into the world. These are beautiful ideas.
So I said, bring your Traeger and cook it.
Wow.
The umbilical cord or the baby?
Probably the umbilical cord.
I would hope the umbilical cord. Okay, the fact that you would think that perhaps maybe they're going, well, Steve, time to cook a baby.
I don't know anymore.
Well, with a Traeger, though, apparently it's not much work. You can cook a baby just like everything else. Don't even need me to cook.
Somebody said, hey, Mix, have you been watching Total Divas? Is Ronda Rousey such a badass as I think she is? Dude.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. She's on Total Divas now?
She's on Total Divas, that WWE show they put on the U Network. And it's a lot about her and her husband. They're another UFC fighter from back in the day as well. And they just seem like such chill people. But they live on a farm somewhere in California. Like, their own little, like, isolated area. And they, like, they do everything, you know, just like all the farming stuff. They hunt for their meals.
Oh, wow.
But the craziest part during this last episode was they have a couple, I think they were like deer or some animals mounted on the walls, right, in their house. And somebody in the crew, I think it was Natalia who was there, and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, what's up with these animals mounted? They're like, oh, that animal right there provided us food for the past year after we hunted it. And we feel that it's the right thing to do to eat our meals in the room with because it provided us with all these meals.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at that.
I mean, it was as a person who's not a hunter, I don't, that's not my world, but like to hear like their way of thinking and just like they love the animals that they eventually, you know, have to kill them to turn into meat.
So they're not trophies. They're more like they're honoring them, having them in the house. Oh, that I have never heard that before.
It's kind of creepy, but kind of cool when you listen to like how they were describing it. I was like, oh, that's. I mean, I was already scared of Ronda Rousey because of just her ability to hurt you. Now it's like...
Well, the fact that she goes out and hunts her own meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another reason to go, okay, I'm not messing with her because next thing you know, I'm on the wall. And so, hey, you know what? BJ provided a great meal. We got his head over there.
I thought that was pretty badass to watch. Like, it was kind of a cool thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's, you know, people that honor their food, it is a thing that's a, it's an age old tradition in many different cultures. And sometimes we get a little weird about what people do to do it, but at least it's something of reverence.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love them for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone wanted to talk about that Life is Rad moment based on our earlier topic this morning. They said, my brother, my mom, and myself went to the Super Bowl in New York City when the Seahawks beat the Denver Broncos.
Oh,
we went to Carlo East, which is that Seahawks bar. I need to go there next time I go to New York. It sounds like just awesome people over there. They went there on Blue Friday. We were all over the news. My mom and I were on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. We had seats in the 100 level in the corner of the end zone where the Hawks had their safety and also where Percy Harvin returned the touchdown. Trip of a lifetime.
That's fantastic.
That must have been.
Yeah.
The Life is Rad for when it comes to football for me. It's still to, I mean, the Packers game where they came back and nobody expected that and they went to the Super Bowl, that was pretty amazing. But still, the tip from Richard Sherman,
yeah,
that San Francisco 49ers game, that was a Life is Rad moment. I just remember like practically throwing my wife into another row because I grabbed her and threw her in the air. I was so excited. Everyone's hugging and crying because it was just such a, oh, here it happens. This is the moment where they're going to lose, and it didn't.
Yeah. And it's so weird when Richard Sherman comes back. You
yeah.
know, because of with that team that basically is like, you know, don't you talk about me. It's hard to believe he's on that team. He had such animosity, it seemed, for like, you know, everybody on that team.
He has animosity towards anyone just as a way of motivating himself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game.
Yeah. There is that.
Don't you open your mouth about the best.
Don't do it, Steve.
It's just a joke, right?
Yeah. Don't you
mediocre?
Talk. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Don't talk about him being mediocre.
I hate Richard Sherman.
Well, you know what, kids? We're kind of with you now. We weren't before, but now we are kind of with you, kid.
Well, this weekend, though, we got another former Seahawk coming to town with
that's
Earl
right,
Thomas.
Earl Thomas, I know. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be great if people just got those foam fingers, but they were all like the middle finger.
I know. Somebody suggested that we should make them and give them out to people at the game. That requires effort and money, but I love the idea.
It's a great idea, and if not for the fact that probably somebody would stop it from happening, it would. I mean, because of the whole situation that went down, it would be a great thing to do. But unfortunately, somebody would stop it. I don't know who, but somebody would, and you wouldn't get in. It's too bad. Can I give a quick shout out? Because my wife went to her high school reunion.
Yes.
And apparently a lot of the women that she went to school with, a lot of the people she went to school with, a lot of them, but I mean, for the little class that they had, I guess five of them, she ran into five people that live in Seattle and know about our show at her high school reunion in Massachusetts.
And wow.
So I'd like to give out a shout to all those folks of you because you might be listening.
Give out a shout.
Because my wife said some of them like some of them didn't even realize that I was her husband, and they're like, "Are you kidding me?"
Shout out to Kathy's Honeys.
Yeah, Kathy's Honeys. Though there is one woman that went and sought my wife out. This was the weirdest thing. She sought my wife out and said, "Kathy, hi. Just want to let you know I live in Edmonds, Washington, and I listen to you, and I don't listen to your husband. Just want to let you know that." Was the first thing she said.
She needed to let her know that?
Yeah. It was. She said it was the most odd conversation. She was like, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, I know you. We went to school together, and I know your husband works at KISW. Just want to let you know I don't listen." She went out of her way to say that.
And did she give a reason?
She said, "I like another station."
Oh, okay.
And
good
it was
for
like,
you.
My wife's like, "Okay."
It's such a weird thing that you need to volunteer that information.
It was the first thing out of her mouth. It's like, so, and I wasn't even there. So it's like, why does that even have to be a conversation?
I remember I had somebody who was like a friend of a friend kind of a thing. And she came up And it was out of the blue, just says, I just want to let you know why I don't listen to your show anymore. And I was like, wow, you must have been reading my mind because I've just been wondering.
Yeah, why? Where have you been?
Why? And then she explains it, and I'm like, that's great. Cool. Like, way to buzzkill my night. Can I get away from you soon, please? So eventually get away. Every time since I run into that person, they still need to bring it up. And I'm getting to a point where I don't want to be a jerk because she's a nice person, but I'm getting to a point where I'm like, hey, lady, just shut the F up. I don't care. I don't care that you don't listen. Like, you already told me why.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear this every single time I see you.
You don't have to.
This isn't a fun story. If this is our only conversations that we're having, maybe we should just never talk to each other.
I think that's a good call. Boy, I'd love to. Please say that and record it.
I have said that to people before. I'm just trying to be nice because it's like a friend and I just want to make his life miserable. But it's just like, ugh.
Well, you got to talk to your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you should do. The Brothers Network, he'll go, dude, you got to tell your wife to just give me a break.
Right? Just like, okay, cool. I don't care.
I guess it's a nervous thing.
Whatever you do, I'm not going to come up to you and be like, you know, I don't frequent whatever you do. Whatever it is.
And please, if you're somebody that knows a famous somebody.
Well, I'm not famous.
Well,
I'm just a local celebrity verified champion.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, but you know, I hate when people do that where they introduce either me or somebody else and you don't know who they are because you're just not familiar with their work. But the person goes, you don't know that Slappy is in charge of all the left-handed Skyhook production here in Washington. It's like, no, why do you got to introduce you or it's nothing more embarrassing than they introduce me? Well, BJ works at blah, blah, and people go, I don't know who that is. I don't, you know, and it's like so embarrassing. Just introduce me as a guy. You don't have to tell anybody like what I do or don't do, and don't tell me what somebody else doesn't do. We'll have that in a natural conversation. You know,
I think people get awkward when they introduce somebody to someone. They just want to be like, here's a fun tidbit about this person as I'm introducing you to them.
Yeah, I hate that. I feel like it makes them look better.
I have one of my wife's friends, it cracks me up every time. She's more fascinated about the fact that I wrestle, so whenever we're at a party, she just goes, this is Steve, this is Sydney's husband. He's a professional wrestler. I'm like,
nice. Okay. Yeah, why would you?
I think it's hilarious because then nobody's expecting that to be said in a dinner conversation or a party conversation. And whoever it's said to, they just look at me like, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
So I get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of the radio one, too. It doesn't bother me. I mean, it's super nice, and I'm flattered that someone finds what we do for a living so interesting that they want to share it with other people. It's just when somebody wants to be a jerk about it and like they don't realize they're being a jerk, it's like, how much more awkward can this be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, hey, he works at KISW.
Talk about the weather.
I don't listen to that stuff. Because that's why I don't want people to introduce me that way, because it always is followed by either they would know me. If they don't know me, then they probably don't listen. And then the person either A, is sad about it or mean about it when they go, oh, KISW, no, I don't listen. It's like, oh, great.
My response is, I wouldn't either, but they pay me to do it. So
it's like, you know what? Then you have a conversation with this idiot that just introduced me. I'm going to go get some more food. All right, here's a big question that needs to be answered.
You should reply. That's cool. I don't listen to you either.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, nice.
I like that answer.
Thank you. That's a good response.
All right, we've been answering a lot of questions, but not this one, Steve. This one's important. What do Ryan Castle and a mashed potato have in common?
Wow.
You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a mashed potato have in common?
I believe the answer to that question, of course, is gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Gravy.
Good, because some of the texts are coming in a very serial killer-ish.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Steve likes both when they're lumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Steve likes both with the skin on it.
Yeah, he does.
And both pair well with Steve's meat. Hey, I decided not to go with all the sour cream jokes that were coming in.
I was going to go old school, dance, like, because Steve likes to do both of them. Like, do the mashed potato.
Do the mashed potato. Yeah.
And, you know, do the Ryan Castle.
That's a song from your youth in the 1950s.
Although I do agree, I do.
Youth? What are you talking about? I was 30 by then.
I do enjoy a lot of sour cream on both.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
More of a baked potato sour cream.
Yeah. Oh, sour cream on anything is great.
That's true.
Oh, how about mashed potato sandwiches? Would you do sour cream and just that? Sour cream, mashed potato, and bread? Because that's what this dude from England's doing.
But it sounds like mush with mush with mush. Yeah. Texturally, it doesn't
work. No gravy.
I'm sure it's delicious, though.
Ugh. I feel like you got to toast the bread.
Yeah, there you go. Then a little in. Crunch in there, now I'm in.
He uses butter, too, which is always makes everything better.
Butter.
Ryan Castle. You know what? He's also better with butter. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ
and Migs play of the day.
I love carrot cake. It is far and above my favorite cake of all time. Theirs is a 4-layer stack directly up that's made fresh each day. The cake itself is just perfectly moist all the way through. Each individual layer has got that frosting, that cream cheese frosting right in with everything.
Which is funny because if I was single and had a Tinder profile, my profile would just say perfectly moist all the way through. Yeah. And that's it. That's my bio.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So by you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.